on you, but you're readable. KF4NXY, David.
XY, KD4SRR. Well, you know what's weird is I'm shooting 30 watts on an SWR meter here, and I have a higher SWR on 30 watts than I do on 80 watts. How about them apples?
Strange, because most of the time in the past when, like if I was running 5 watts on something, I would have very little SWR, and then if I kicked it up to SWR, would start showing up, so, I don't understand that why it's, you know, showing the way it's showing on you.
You don't get as a buggy SWR meter, do you?
Could be something a little squirrely with the SWR meter.
Well, I tell you what I got. I have a new old stock. New old stock, never sold. 99-26395.
4-H Gex.
How are you?
How about yourself?
Came out from under the computer screen. It's a beautiful day outside. A good day to get out from under the computer screen.
All week.
More often, blue sky and white clouds, about 50-50. That's nice.
This, like I say, it's been nice all week. Cool in the morning and warms up to a comfortable temperature during the day.
I noticed it's a turning point today. I noticed the graph on the Raspberry Pi that has the pressure sensor monitor, that the humidity, the temperature, and the pressure have all been like hovering. Normally they go up and down with the air conditioner. It warms up, the air conditioner comes on, they go down. It warms up, the air conditioner comes on, they go down. I noticed that now it's just hovering steady. The air conditioner's not doing any work because it's cool enough outside and the humidity's low enough outside that it doesn't have to work. It's just staying still. So this must be the turning point.
So I know it's already been down in the 40s up at the house for the morning. So it's that time of year, them leaves will start falling and the temperatures will too.
Hey, it's 4VWA.
Yeah, I already started getting up leaves a couple times already. Go ahead, Steve.
Patrick, was that today we were going to get together?
Yes, sir.
Getting long on me on my tower, and I've just gotten it finished, and I'm not going to be able to make it today, but I'm
going.
Where are you going to be on Friday?
In Tennessee.
That's right. I knew that. Where are you going to be Thursday?
Tomorrow, I'm right back here in Greer, where we were supposed to meet today.
What time in the morning are you going to be in Greer?
I will be at my first stop at 6:15 in the morning. Somewhere right around Firestone, probably.
I will get a hold of you in the morning, and I'll meet you in the morning. How about that?
Roger that. I just won't have long to help you in the morning because I got to keep moving.
Lunch time on Thursday. Well, can't do it. What about around 2:30 tomorrow?
I don't know. I'm somewhere over toward Kia, Greer, and all that.
I'll try to get a hold of you around 2:30 tomorrow afternoon then. That'll work out perfect. So, all right, well, good enough. I'll get out of the way, and Dave, I'm ready for you, brother. Come on. Patrick, I'm sorry I interrupted. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't hanging around doing something waiting for me, okay? Sorry about that. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
And we'll get it together.
Just going through my head what road I'm supposed to turn off of to go on, what road I'm supposed to turn on to get to Steve's house.
Well, I'm going to say 73s for now. I'm backed into my next stop, so we'll see if they're here today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear right now. You be safe out there.
W4DJW Mobile. You still around, Steve?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Lightning on that microphone trigger. A lot of people tell you that, but I've been trying to change my less than proper etiquette ways.
No problem. So I'm on Jug Factory. I take Jug Factory up to what and turn where? Turn which direction?
On to Jug Factory, and you're on Jug Factory. Have you gone out to the... Have you passed the top of the hill? Hang on a second. Hang on. On Mount Lebanon, and bring, and ride Mount Lebanon all the way out to New Cut Road.
New Cut, that's what I was looking for. I'm coming up to the airfield intersection. Is that, that's not Lebanon, is it? It's the Jug Factory in Jordan. I'm at the intersection of Jug Factory in Jordan.
Go straight through. Instead of turning left to the field, go straight through. And go until you get to Mount Lebanon Church Road. And turn right on Mount Lebanon Church. And I'll have my radio handy.
Right on Mount Lebanon, and then I come to a stop sign, and I'm supposed to be somewhere, there's a new cut somewhere around there.
Mount Lebanon Church Road. You'll pass Chad's place on the right, and you'll come up over the hill, and you'll come down to a four-way stop sign. That's at Little Chicago, at the Briar Patch. Go straight through. You'll go out to a second four-way stop. You'll go straight through there. And then when you hit the third four-way stop, turn right. New cut.
Make it. But just keep your handy talking nearby in case I get lost. W4DJW.
Romeo, November, this is Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November, over.